There's been a lot of talk in the last year about the need to pass stricter voting laws and clean up New Hampshire's elections. But there's been a lot less talk about specific cases of voter fraud. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, reporter Casey McDermott wanted to find out more about what the issue actually looks like.
Okay, take a moment and think for a second about voter fraud in New Hampshire. What comes to mind? Probably something like this, right?
Busloads of people coming in, whether they're illegal, meaning they came into the country illegally, or they're illegal voters. They came over from Massachusetts into New Hampshire.
So that's Guilford resident Billy Baer talking on a CNN panel last year about voter fraud. He was repeating a claim put forward by President Trump and some of his top aides that literal busloads of non-residents helped decide New Hampshire elections.
Busloads or no?
I have seen busloads. I guess I can't cite the busloads that I've seen and where I've seen them and stuff, but on television I've seen it.
Likewise, even the staunchest advocates for stricter voting laws will usually concede that they've never witnessed widespread voter fraud. But at the same time, the idea that lots of people out there are questioning the integrity of New Hampshire's elections, that has been used to justify major changes to the state's voting laws.
I mean, if you look at the polls, I think everyone has concern about potential voter fraud in New Hampshire. I think something like a third of Granite Staters said it was a serious problem.
Right or wrong, there is a perception out there that there are issues with our election integrity.
The Secretary of State himself has said we have a trust issue in our state, and we need to fix that.
That was Governor Chris Sununu, Senator Regina Birdsell, and Senator Andy Sanborn. Over the last year, they have all argued that stricter voting requirements will help to solve voters' trust issues. And along the way, they've all taken cues from the man who's been in charge of New Hampshire's elections since 1976, Secretary of State Bill Gardner. In the last four decades, Gardner's overseen hundreds of close recounts and high-profile races up and down the ballot. So when it comes to New Hampshire elections, his word is usually taken as gospel.
We've never been provided proof, but a number of people in this state believe that there is something like that happening.
Now, Gardner's been clear about the fact that he doesn't have any evidence that buses are coming across the border to vote. But he still says there's plenty of other evidence out there to warrant tighter voting laws.
We've had a prosecuted case in every single general election going back a dozen years.
I wanted to know more about those cases, so at first I asked Gardner for more information. He shared a stack of file folders filled with news clippings, letters to people who'd been accused of fraud, and reports filed to the legislature. But when I read through those files more closely, there were big gaps in the records, and they didn't prove the point that he was trying to make. So I went to the place that actually does the investigating, the Attorney General's office.
So we've recently started to compile a lot of the documentation on this.
Matt Broadhead is the lead election attorney with the Department of Justice, and he's been working to catch up on a backlog of hundreds of open cases.
And what I've been able to discover so far is that we've had about 76 complaints of wrongful voting within the last 10 years. And we've taken law enforcement action on about 10.
Now, these files aren't exhaustive, but they represent the best available record of what voter fraud actually looks like in New Hampshire. And to put it simply, there's not a lot of data to back up the claim that it's as widespread as politicians and pundits make it seem. Take the last presidential election, for example. So far, the state has punished 4 people for voting illegally in 2016. One of them, a 71-year-old woman who sent in an absentee ballot for her husband just 3 days after he passed away. And despite all the talk of out-of-staters coming to New Hampshire to vote, there's very little evidence of that either. Some cases have popped up over the last 10 years, but it looks like only one of those actually resulted in a conviction. And as for all of the other complaints,
about half of them turn out to be not founded, and that could be because of a clerical error or a mistake that was made, or, you know, there are people that do have the same name.
By clerical error, he's talking about mistakes made by election officials, not voters. In fact, about 24 people accused of voter fraud were later told that they didn't actually do anything wrong. A poll worker just probably crossed off the wrong name. A few other cases just looked like honest mistakes, like the SNHU student who voted in the wrong place because of bad advice that he got from an election official. And then there were some more cases that fell into kind of a gray area. Something looked suspicious, but there wasn't enough evidence to actually issue a penalty.
You know, sometimes even though there's a basis for a complaint and an investigation is conducted, there sometimes just isn't any actionable violation.
So voter fraud isn't non-existent, but at least according to the available evidence, it is still pretty rare. I wanted to talk this over again with Secretary of State Bill Gardner, and while he wasn't exactly eager to have that conversation, he said he stood by everything he said before and pointed out that his office has started working on their own voter fraud investigations.
In the end, we'll see what we have found for facts and present all those facts to the people of this state.
The way he sees it, voter fraud doesn't have to be widespread to be serious. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, I'm Casey McDermott.